We're CJMQ, and we're talking with Mary Resick today.
Hi, thank you. Great to be here.
Good. Now, you're a Canadian country singer, and you're located in Calgary, Alberta?
Yes, yep, that's right.
Okay, so you got started, your interest in music got started at a very young age, around 4, I guess?
Yes, yeah, it did. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so tell us about that, Mary.
Okay, well, growing up as a little girl, I was surrounded by country music. Both my father and brother were both playing in bands, and we always used to gather around the Resick family household on Saturday nights and have our family jams, and we'd bring out all the instruments and just get together and sing and learn harmonies. And my dad would play guitar and yodel, and surrounded by that growing up. I also had an aunt in opera, and my mom played various instruments. So hearing all the old country tunes, and so then when I was in school, I joined the school band and choir and participating in the different events going on musically there. And I realized then, you know, I just love to perform. I love to sing. So after, you know, I got out of school, I started entering various vocal competitions and showcases around my city and home province, and just building and taking it a step at a time, and starting to do live performances more and more after the showcases, and then building and growing, and then getting into the recording aspect, all different steps of the way, and yeah.
Okay.
Quite exciting.
That is exciting. That's great. So you're pretty much living a dream then.
Yeah, totally. It's just been great.
Okay, that's great. And you were singing in the school choir around the age of 7 too, so I guess that's...
Yeah, 7 years old, like, you know, in the elementary school, and then later on, like, junior high and then high school, doing the band and the musical theater productions and things like that.
Okay, great. Sure. Now, you came out with your debut CD in June 2008, Two in the Saddle.
Mm-hmm.
So, tell us about all the events that led up to making the album and making the album itself.
Okay. So, when I was, after I was entering the contest and then getting out there doing the live performances, building the shows, I realized, you know, I want to get the music out there more, not just through public performances. How can we get heard? And about 5 years ago, I did a 5-song EP, and that was well received, so that sparked the interest. Hey, I want to get out there and do a full-length album. So that's how Two in the Saddle came about, and just got a hold of the material and musicians and producer, found a great studio here in Calgary, and just met a great team of people, and we started to plan the project. And that's when Two in the Saddle kind of got, you know, created.
Mm-hmm,
and,
mm-hmm.
and we put it all together and last year, and it just came out. So, and now, based on that, the full-length album, I said, how we're going to get that out there. Let's put it to radio. Let's see where it goes. And again, just building a step at a time and growing and learning. And yeah.
That's great. Good. So, Two in the Saddle, did you write any of the songs? Or?
No, I didn't write any of the numbers. They were written by various artists.
Okay.
So, not that I wouldn't co-write one day, hopefully a next project, but on this particular one, no. I'm a songwriter. Were the other.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Now, how many songs are on the album?
There's 13 tracks.
Okay, that's quite a few. That's great.
Yeah.
And Two in the Saddle, is that one of the tracks?
Yeah, that's the title track of the album. And that one is along the line, another one of my passions too is the country gospel. So that one has the country gospel a little bit in it aspect. So, and we decided, what are we going to name this album, like, to fit the theme? And it's very country and western, and that's my passion. That's what I love to do. That's what comes natural to me. I could relate to that because it's very, very moving, and I just fell in love with the lyrics. And when we decided to name the album, I thought, yes, this, you know, producer, you know, how about Two in the Saddle? I said, that's perfect. So, yeah.
That's great. And your style is more of a traditional and even a bit of country gospel, which is quite popular, too?
Yes, yeah.
Great, good. Now, your latest single is?
The single released to Canadian radio, first single, is The Venus and Mars.
And we're enjoying playing that here.
Yeah.
That's great. So that's being well received and getting a lot of airplay across Canada, I guess?
Yes, it has. It's going quite well. You know, for first song out there, again, testing the waters, learning as you go. So I'm quite happy with the response over Canadian radio so far, and we've got a couple of singles I released off of the album as well over in the European market.
Oh, neat.
It's a little too late, and I just might be, and it's going really well over there, and planning a third release here in about a month, again, over to European market. So, just spreading the music wherever I can. I'm just happy.
That's great. Are you doing some live performances in the area this summer, Mary?
Yes, I am. I'm quite swamped. We got Stampede coming around the corner here, so very busy for that, as most country singers are. Stampede Week in Calgary are just swamped. Various gigs around Calgary and in the area. I have a huge event coming up the end of this month for Ray Griff, legendary singer-songwriter, so it's a benefit concert I'll be involved in for him, and that's the end of the month in Calgary. So many different things, you know, happening all over the next few months. Quite busy.
That's really exciting.
Yeah.
Now, do you have a website?
Oops, I have. My website is www.maryresick.com, and the MySpace page is www.myspace.com/MaryResick. Both of those will take you to information on my upcoming schedules, where I'm playing, latest news on the music, releases, and that sort of thing.
Okay, that's great. And can somebody purchase a copy of your album through there, too?
Yes, they can. So they can go to both places, and there's a link to, they can buy it directly from me online through my website, or shoot me an email, or they can go on both the MySpace page and my website are links to CD Baby, so they can purchase the CD online through CD Baby. And through CD Baby, there's also links for purchasing through Rhapsody, iTunes, that sort of thing. Or the other option is, if you're in the area, you're at one of my shows, there's the offstage sales, and love to, you know, meet in person, and they can purchase it that way as well.
Okay, that sounds great. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Mary?
I'd just like to say I'm just happy that I can get my music out there. I just thank everyone that's tuned in and listening, the support, you know, the fans, the new fans I'm making. Just as long as I can get out there and just keep spreading the music, doing what I love to do. Already planning a project for, you know, a second follow-up album. So that's in the beginning stages. So collecting original songs for that, working with some amazing songwriters again, and just planning building the show, building the gig, putting together a full band for the bigger venues, and meeting people, just, learning and growing. It's a continuous work in progress, I guess you'd say.
Okay, that sounds great. Well, thank you very much, and all the best to you in the future.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for having me, and great for playing my music.
Okay, well, thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM. Up next, Mary Resick and her latest single, Venus and Mars.
Me till I was down, like an ice cream bar, a shooting star. Now it might be wrong to fall in love with a boy like you, 'cause we're from different worlds. Your rawhide ropes and rodeos, and I'm a string of pearls. Thinking should be dancing 'neath the moon and stars in land. yourselves and catch me by surprise. Singing, we should be dancing 'neath the moon and stars in.